Fall in love with the brand new iPhone 11 at Tesco Mobile. Only you. Take amazing photos with Apple's best ever ultra-wide lens camera. You can get the iPhone 11 for just $37.75 a month with no additional upfront costs. What's not to love? Search Tesco Mobile or visit us in store. Tesco Mobile. Every little helps.
36-month credit agreement, rolling monthly usage contract. Subject to status, fair use policy applies. See tescomobile.com/terms.
You tell him I'm coming! Tell him I'm fucking coming!
I only tell you one time.
What up, y'all? Bars and Hoops. Steals the Great. Episode 23. On my right, got my man, 50 Grand. My co-host, Big E. E from Brooklyn. Holla at the people, E. You know what I mean?
Happy to be here, man.
And via telephone, we got my man, Zah Flair. What up? Say what up to the people, man.
What's going on?
Man, what you over there drinking, man? Got a Kunta over there?
Nah, just some Guinness. Easy day.
Guinness, that's what's up, man. Old school. You know what I mean? But the rundown today, man, we're going to talk about the playoffs, man, and the NBA, man, and a lot of what's going on. You know, we're going to talk about the history of the NBA championship, super teams, you know, emerging NBA stars, a little bit of football, and, you know, we're just going to kick it today, man. So hopefully you enjoy it. But starting from the top, man. You know, fellas, what y'all think about the NBA playoffs so far, man, and what's going on? Or what has happened this year? I know E got a lot to say, man. But me personally, you know what I mean? I'm just giving y'all my finals prediction. And I said it, and people laughed at me, but I'm starting to find out that, you know, Vegas probably feels the same way. But I see the series in four games, man. Four, maybe five for the Warriors. Mm. What you think about that?
The Warriors.
I like to go last on that one.
What you think about that, Zop?
You think the Warriors going to sweep?
I think the Warriors going to sweep, man.
I would, I had the Warriors in six, but sweep, I didn't know. I know Bron going to get one, you know what I'm saying?
See?
Kyrie's playing on another atmosphere right now.
He is. He is. But I look at it like this, right? If it's my logic is, let's just say it's like the NBA All-Star game, the East and the West. The West always blow the Eastern Conference out. The West is always loaded. And if you look at the Warriors lineup, they basically got four out of five starters from the Western Conference team on their team. You know what I'm saying? I think Klay came off the bench, but you know what I mean? He's capable of being a starter in the West. What you think about that,
Ian? You are so violating.
I'm violating?
Violating right now. Listen. All right. There's two sides of me when I deal with the whole LeBron and everything else.
Uh-huh.
I got the side of me that go, I feel like LeBron could do anything. Okay. So everybody don't have to believe that, which is cool, I understand, because then there's basketball logic.
Yeah.
Basketball logic says Golden State is a better team.
Mm-hmm.
Put it on paper, line it up. Golden State is a better team, I feel like.
Yeah.
On paper.
But again, on paper.
On paper.
On paper.
Yeah.
The X factor.
Uh-huh.
I'm not even going to say the X factor because I still think LeBron may have a gear that we haven't seen yet. That's what I think may happen. I think he still got a gear we have not seen yet.
Yeah.
Call me crazy if you want, man.
Yeah.
When I tell you that, I go, most teams' game plan is to sag off LeBron and make him beat you with his jump shot, right?
Yes.
LeBron beat us with his jump shot, we tip our hat to him.
Yes.
But when it gets to a point where you can't sag off or you can't do that because he'll average 40. If you sag off him and let him hit that 18-foot shot consistently, he'll average 40.
That's if he hits it.
This is what I mean by that next. That next. Every great player adds something to their game as they get older and as they progress in what they do. this is where LeBron has to go. When Mike couldn't get that step around a lot of players, his 18 was lethal. Cash his, money.
Yeah, all day.
So, listen, I'm speaking from the LeBron fans' perspective. So, of course, I'm going to go. I still think he got that next gig of reach. And I don't see why people see it as much of a mismatch as I'm hearing. I'm not saying LeBron is 10 times better than KD. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that. Listen, KD is probably one of the greatest scorers we'll ever see.
Yo.
With that being said, I don't know if anybody on... They don't scare me. I don't know. Listen, I've watched them play. They don't scare me.
Yeah, listen, man. I'm going to say this, right? Last year, Golden State had that championship in the bag. If Draymond didn't... Now, then hear me out. If Draymond didn't screw up the whole momentum by getting suspended for one game, they'd have cleaned Cleveland up. They'd have cleaned Cleveland up.
Now,
don't forget, Steph was hurt also.
And Steph was hurt.
Point taken.
And Steph was hurt.
With that being said, no excuses, right?
No excuses.
No excuses in the finals, right? So it was no excuses when Kevin Love and Kyrie was out.
No excuses.
Nobody wanted to hear it. They lost.
I give it to him.
Draymond being out one game decided this series. That's not fair. Nah. That's not a fair assessment.
I'm just saying.
That's not fair, D.
It's about momentum.
I agree it's about momentum, but you still say as a professional athlete, you go, give me a game seven and I'll make it work.
That's a fact.
Walking into game seven, you say, give me a shot in game seven, I'm going to make it work. Forget what happened the prior two games. Yeah. Draymond was out. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's make it work. Steph, your knee, I don't care about your knee.
Yeah.
Nobody cares about that in game seven. Nobody cares about that.
That's a fact.
But everybody, it seems like, of course, in the LeBron case, you know, we all nitpick and split hairs and go, well, so-and-so wasn't there. So-and-so was there.
All right. So to finish my point, right, with all of that being factored in, right, now nobody's injured.
Right.
Nobody's hurt. Right. Nobody's hurt. Golden State has a chip on their shoulder. Because they know that they had that chip in the bag. Steph didn't really play great last year against Kyrie. Cooked him last year.
Yes, he did.
Kyrie cooked him last year.
Yes, he did.
And now Steph has been playing 100% better. Draymond is going to have that extra fire and desire.
Time out.
And KD, you already know KD is going to bring his A1 game because he lost LeBron already in the finals.
You know what, mate? A lot of people,
Go
ahead, Zah.
Truthfully, I'm actually more scared of Kyrie Irving than LeBron James in this series here, because Steph, from what I seen last year, he was talking about his lateral movement. He couldn't. Kyrie just got worse from last year. Watching these playoffs, whoever's going to guard him, Kyrie usually don't guard him. They usually put Clay on him.
He's playing on another level right now.
I
definitely say that.
That's my guy.
I also
if Kyrie
like
has a bad series,
also reason why they won last year.
If Kyrie has a bad series, I see Cleveland going down in five.
I can see where you say that. I think another factor is, I think what Kevin Love is doing is being really not spoken about. He had 17 and 17 the other night.
Nah, he's a problem on the boards for sure.
And if he's playing it's not even about his game. It's if Kevin Love can come out and be aggressive, because now you put Draymond in the bind.
You already
he has
know.
Draymond likes to be a rover. Yeah. He likes to help out on defense. You can't do that with Kevin Love if he's aggressive.
Yeah.
Now, if he's aggressive, that brings something else to the floor.
Uh-huh.
And then you still got, see, this is where I go, I hope Cleveland doesn't get into the game where they're trying to outshoot
Golden State. Smoked.
Because you can't, I will say, you can't outshoot them. They're going to have to make it dirty. Yeah. It's going to have to be 90, 96, those type of games. Not 115 to 121 because they'll lose those games. They're not going to outshoot Golden State. They got to make it dirty. Yeah.
So if it's a half-court game.
It's going to be a lot of high screen roll, LeBron getting in pick and rolls, them slowing the game down on their side of the floor, which they did the last 2 years they played Golden State because they know they can't run up and down the floor. Maybe for spurts, 2 minutes.
Nah.
Yeah.
They'll be sucking oxygen if they try to do that.
I mean, but it's not foreign from what Cleveland has been doing all season. Because Cleveland has been a team who, when they get going, they hit a three, the defense turns it into offense.
Yeah.
So they can play both ways. Yeah. But I hope because I've watched them all season, they get caught in these doldrums where they start relying on that three ball.
Kevin Love, weak ass.
I see them playing. I could see when they stretch Kevin Love to the baseline, the 3-point shot. I could see KD out on there with him. KD can't guard Kevin Love on the block, so that's where Draymond will come in.
But Kevin Love don't even play on the block anymore. He turned into a complete jump shooter.
They have their times when they bring him out because the interesting thing now is everybody has to guard somebody. Y'all can't really afford to cheat on either side.
Right.
So you can cheat off of Tristan. He ain't coming out the paint. You can cheat off of Zaza. But other than that, those other four on each side have to guard each other.
That's where I think the interesting thing will come in. What's that? Where Channing Frye may come in
and play the five.
You say, oh, God. Yo, give Channing an open look.
This jump shot's kind of
give him an open look. He let it fly. I know it hurt when the X-Knicks put on.
Yo, he said Channing Frye.
Yo. I'm saying, listen, yo, we all know
Channing Frye.
We all know we've watched basketball. We all watch basketball. Not only do the stars need to show up during the finals, but it's always the role players.
Facts.
That role player that just had, he had 25. Like Darren Williams. Nobody talk about Darren Williams, but that last game he was looking. That 1-2 was looking like back in the day. It was listen, if
I'm that last spurts, game looked like Utah Jazz.
I'm saying, in spurts.
Yeah.
You can look good for about 6 minutes because you're tired after that. All right, yeah, rest now.
You know who y'all didn't mention yet? Last year's finals MVP?
Who?
You too big to be an owl. Andre Iguodala.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Nobody's talking about AI.
I think it's
healthy,
right? And I always think it's according to the tide and how he's playing, because he's more of a hot and cold player.
Yeah.
If he's playing real well, then he's like great. But if he's off, he missing his shot. I mean, not to say he can't do other things on the floor, but a lot of things he do is predicated on his shot form.
Facts.
You know what
That's a fact. That's a fact. I
think that he played excellent defense on him last year. He got worn out physically because Bron is too big for him. And then on that play where he quote unquote hurt his back, ever since then it was dog food. After that, Bron just ate that dude alive.
That's a fact. I'll say that. I was having this argument with somebody the other day where they were like, "Well, LeBron's go-to move is his layup." I was like, "Nah, man. Go-to move is kind of your move that's is unstoppable.
Yeah.
And everybody else knows is unstoppable." I was like, I've seen people man up LeBron and not let him drive to the basket.
Yeah.
Kawhi, Iguodala. And that is when it's difficult for LeBron to score. When you take away the option of him just straight driving to the basket or getting around you.
Yeah.
Again, if he's hitting that shot, difficult night.
Facts.
But if he's not, you know, a lot of you're gonna have a lot of fast breaks, because when he's taking these short pull up jump shots and they hitting off the back of the rim, Golden State is running the other way.
That's a fact.
Yep.
That's a fact.
You know what I mean? Listen, I don't
Snapple fact.
I don't feel like y'all far fetched in y'all
theory
assessments of what the series gonna be like. But I feel like y'all not giving B his just due, man. Sometimes
Bron,
you gotta go
son
is bad.
Bron
and,
is a
and
problem.
Y'all just say Kyrie is just showing up.
I can't take nothing away from LeBron. All right, so let's just say he does have that immaculate series where he's just playing out of his mind. That means somebody else is not going to be contributing. Somebody else isn't going to be. If LeBron plays out of his mind, Kyrie is going to struggle, or Kevin Love isn't going to be as productive?
It's usually Kevin Love that struggles, because Kyrie is going to get his regardless.
You know what I mean?
I understand what y'all are saying. Okay, then there's the double-edged sword. So if LeBron doesn't play out of his mind, LeBron didn't show up.
No.
But it seems like it's always either or. There's no LeBron can play good and get the rest of his teammates. LeBron has to play out of his mind for people to go, yeah.
I'm not going to do that to him. I won't do that to him. I won't put that on him, because the reason why LeBron is so great is because he gets his teammates involved and he's not afraid to pass off the game-winning shot. You know what I'm saying? He's not like a – and this is another thing, man. Like, I'm hearing everybody talking about him chasing Mike. And you called in one of the radio stations the other day talking about that. But what baffles me is that everybody's overlooking Kobe. Like Kobe wasn't that dude.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? How are they putting LeBron past Kobe, and Braun ain't even catch up to Kobe yet? Kobe got five.
He played
on both ends of the ball. You know what I mean? And he didn't need super duper teams. He never left the Lakers. Even though Shaq came there and Powell came there, he never had the one super team that he did have, supposed super team that he had, was when they had Karl Malone and Gary Payton, and they lost. But nobody talks about Kobe. Everybody be shitting on Kobe and putting Braun over him. Like,
no way.
Come on.
You know what? I had to sit and think about that, because I was like, when you think about it, and I feel, first and foremost, let me say this. I feel like the conversation of Jordan and LeBron is blasphemous just because LeBron is still in the league.
Yeah, it's not a fair conversation.
Yeah. But we have these people who like to bring up, because you can have conversation. People like to have conversations like this, okay? But Kobe, I thought, played in the mold of Mike.
That's Jordan 2.0.
I'm not saying, but
2.0.
To me, it's a plus and a minus. You trying to be like Mike.
You're not trying to be Kobe, you're trying to be Mike.
From the fist pump to he started sticking out his tongue at one point. Kobe, he was, and this is not to take away who the Mamba is, it's not. But I think that's why that conversation goes that way. I can't put LeBron over Kobe. It's just not fair to do, because, like I said, he's still playing. We talk about all that when LeBron is done.
And LeBron played against Kobe.
For many years, for what it's worth, LeBron didn't show up when he was supposed to, because we were supposed to have a Kobe
LeBron
final. Remember the puppets and everything with the puppets? We was throwing up the powder
facts,
and all that.
Facts.
LeBron ain't show up. You see, I'm one of these Braun fans that give it to you. I tell you when Braun don't show up, man.
No question.
He didn't show up in a lot of games. He's playing hot potato with the basketball. Yeah.
I call it making the right basketball.
Nah, he does that. You want? He's LeBron is the type of player that every team will want, man. He's not a selfish dude at all. He's not a guy like Carmelo that only shines because he shoots the basketball 50 times a game. Like, LeBron can let the game come to him, and he still has a positive impact on the game, whether it's getting his teammates involved. Sometimes he takes over when he needs to, but he doesn't do it enough.
Let me ask y'all a question. If LeBron pulls this out this year, will he be near Kobe status?
No.
I'm going to say this. You have to put him in the same conversation as Kobe. Because Kobe has never beaten a team like the Golden State Warriors. Mike hasn't even beaten a team like the Golden State Warriors. You know what I mean? When he played the Lakers, who was on that Laker team? It was Magic, Worthy.
Magic and James Worthy. I think Byron Scott was gone.
Yeah, but Byron Scott wasn't considered a superstar. You know what I'm saying? Kareem was already finished. You know what I mean? It just was Magic and Worthy. And, other guys like Byron Scott. So Mike never faced a team with three Hall of Fame, four Hall of Fame players in their prime. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Kobe hasn't either. So LeBron, if they pull this one off, you got to start putting him in that conversation where you can put him past Kobe. Even though, and then he'll have four rings. Kobe has five.
Can I just want to ask you a question? There's always something I thought about. Being that we in the age of Twitter and Facebook, Instagram, everything, we're able to, or we get people who could post, or we live in a time where everything is right now.
Yeah.
So if somebody talks about the game LeBron had, they go, oh, LeBron had 34 points on 56% shooting, eight from, you know, they give all the statistical breakdowns.
Yeah.
I could remember when me watching Jordan against the Knicks, and I watch the screen when it come up, and they'll be like, Jordan, 6 for 22. And nobody's like, Jordan didn't show up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think because we live in this age of everything is so now, statistical. Everything is in your face, statistical this, statistical that. This equals that.
Yeah.
And we know with basketball, if you watch basketball for years, you know what ends up on the paper does not explain everything that happened on the floor.
That's a fact.
Oh, and, absolutely.
And I think people overlook that sometimes when we go, oh, he had this amount of points or he had this amount of rebounds. Yeah. And I think those are all, it's always two different conversations when you're talking to somebody who's a true basketball fan and then somebody who's just straight giving you statistical numbers. Yeah, you know what I mean? Because those people sometimes don't even watch the game.
Yeah, facts. Facts.
You know what I mean? We know certain type of plays could affect what happens on the floor. That's why I don't take away wholeheartedly what you're saying, the Draymond Green factor. Mm-hmm. Momentum means a lot.
Yeah.
Momentum means a lot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I don't take away wholeheartedly what you're saying, but you know, I still stand firm on seven games.
No question. Nah, you right.
I'm not the only one that believes that without Draymond Green they can't win.
I don't know about that.
Draymond is kind of the point.
I would say
Draymond is kind of the point.
Yeah, he's like Anthony Mason.
He runs that team.
Because even after, I think after the
facilitator.
I think after the rebound, they kicked the Draymond.
Yeah, he sets everything. He gets
set everything up going up on the floor.
Yeah, he does.
Exactly.
He does. I never really looked at it like that, but, I mean, the fact they got KD, they'll still win without Draymond, man. KD is Steph alone. KD, Steph, and Klay can get it done.
But truthfully, on that prospect, I think they didn't even need Kevin Durant to
They didn't cool. need him. Anybody and their mother know that they didn't. I hate KD for that, man. I thought KD was a real sucker.
You Straight know what sucker. I'm
saying? I thought he was a real sucker for that, man. But another one of the factors in the why, and I don't want to harp on this too much longer, the only reason why I say the Warriors are potentially going to sweep Cleveland is because the revenge factor of screwing up that 73-9 season and the fact that they haven't lost a playoff game yet. And they'll probably be the first team in NBA history to go 16-0 in the playoffs. And it's a way for them to stick it to Cleveland for messing up their historical season last year. And don't forget, Mike Brown is on the sidelines this year, too. So I think they're going to go extra hard to really – and then they have the chance to kind of rub it in the King's face, embarrass him. You know that. You know how dudes hate, kid. You know how basketball – you know how dudes used to hate back in the days on dudes like, yo, you know what, man? I really don't like this nigga. He get all the headlines. You know what I'm saying? Now we got a chance to stick it to him.
The other day I was listening to Stephen A. talk. He said something about LeBron and how LeBron plays better when he's not in the role of the favorite. And I got offended when he first said it. I'm like, this fucking coon ass thing. So I was like, okay. So I sat back and I was like, maybe it's some merit to this. Because I think LeBron thrives on people doubting him.
Yeah.
People saying he can't.
He's
as opposed to being in the driver's seat with going, this is what's going on. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all going to lose. Yeah.
Facts.
I think he thrives more in the position of, or he works better with the fear of failing than I have to do this. I think that's a bigger amount of pressure for him to go, everybody expects me to do this and I have to.
Yeah.
So, listen, man, I think we in for epic series.
I hope so.
I think we in for epic series, man.
I want to see hits. Even though I hate KD.
We're going to rough him up, man.
I want to see.
It's going to be a dirty series. I'm telling you.
They going to rough KD up?
It's going to be a dirty series. I'm telling you.
1 point.
What's that?
1 point. The biggest factor of all these playoff games.
What do you think the referees are going to do?
The biggest factor.
The momentum killer.
Them Donahues.
You know.
Tim Donahue. Take his,
in the game. But I see that this is where I think, like I said, Cleveland going to make the game dirty. Pick and roll, Kevin Love in the post. Let's get Draymond in foul trouble. Let's get KD in foul trouble. Because honestly, they cannot win if all fours on the floor simultaneously doing what they do. Yeah. You got to take somebody out this equation. You have to. You have to do that. And as well as on the floor, when you have a Steph or you have a Clay, you have to take somebody out of the offense. Somebody got to get off and you got to take one of them off. You got to take somebody out the offense.
That's true. So the bench is going to be a big factor in this series, man.
Dante Jones going to get some minutes. He's going to rough KD up.
I forgot Dante Jones.
He's
going
to rough KD up. I'm telling you.
KD's going to eat him alive, man. I can't wait till Thursday, man.
They're going to throw Dante Jones in there and say, use your six fouls, man.
That's a fact.
Since we on that topic, man, you see how we just was talking about the starting five for Cleveland and for, you know, Golden State, man. It's just like an all-star team. And these NBA playoffs, this was probably the worst playoffs I've ever witnessed in my life. Some games I didn't even watch because it wasn't even worth watching it. Like, the way that Cleveland ran through the East and the way that Golden State ran through the West, even if Kawhi Leonard didn't get hurt, San Antonio wasn't beating them, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't care. Kawhi is good. But they didn't have enough firepower. LaMarcus Aldridge got exposed. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad that he didn't come to New York now.
He wasn't built for Cuban links.
Yeah, he wasn't built
for Cuban links.
That's not his.
He was not built for Cuban links.
I don't think he's totally comfortable playing that role in San Antonio.
Nah, the game passed him by, kid. He's not athletic enough. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't post up as much as he used to.
Yeah, but I can't see how you go from 23-12 a game overnight. You dip overnight from a change of teams. There had to be something within the team system. He's not.
I think
it had a lot to do with Dame Lillard being alongside of him. I mean, we all know that having certain players by you complement your game. And having a Damian Lillard who takes the majority of the shots and gets him open shots definitely helped out his game.
Yeah.
And see, that doesn't work in San Antonio because it's a team system there. So
and the shots he is getting, he seems uncomfortable.
Yeah.
He's not in rhythm.
He
just seems a little out of the mix, man.
He's stuck there now. And ain't the big rumor. The big rumor, CP3 may be going there.
I was reading about that earlier.
Yo, that's gonna be kind of wild, man, if that happens, man. But
if it happens.
This is why I thought, this is why I thought when KD had the opportunity, he would go to Boston. He would go to Boston because he had a chance for him and LeBron to be banging out in the Eastern Conference Finals for the next couple seasons. And now you have interesting series on the East. You have a definite foe.
Yeah.
To Cleveland. A
lot of people thought that he was going to go to Washington. He was going to go home.
Yeah.
But he said he didn't want to go home. He grew up there, blah, blah, blah.
You been to Washington?
You know, I understand it's kind of like the pressure of being home and having the people you know, tickets, and just all that type of stuff. When you away from that, I guess you kind of, you don't want to deal with that side, man.
Yeah, you don't want to deal with it, man. But just
That dude sat back and said, I want a championship now. He said, I'm going to Golden State.
Yeah, yeah. He's a sucker, though, man. Even if they win, if he don't average 30-plus points this series, he's going to lose a lot of respect from a lot of people.
Who do you think they playing?
What you mean?
Who do you think they playing?
You telling me that KD can't average 30 against Cleveland?
So if KD averages 30. How is Steph supposed to play, or how is Klay supposed to play?
Steph is going to get
his. That's 30 points is how much percentage of the offense?
How much does Draymond score a game?
They're going to make Draymond be the scorer. Draymond's going to have to score.
But he could.
That's
the scary part.
Okay,
that's the scary part. Now, if you tell me they make Zaza score, or JaVale McGee.
Well, usually when you watch Cleveland,
that'd be something different.
Well, listen,
and, hey, don't forget about Zaza. Zaza might be one of those on LeBron or one of them dudes out there, man. Y'all watch him. He took Kawhi out.
I think it's not a dirty player, man.
I will be very surprised if they let. Like KD can't score where he wants to. He score from where he wants to score from. What you could do is make it uncomfortable for him. The one thing I say that I've seen with Golden State is they make it look. They make his scoring so easy. It's easy for him. It's so much easier than it is when it was in OKC. He had to fight through so many screens. Now with Klay and Steph, his back cuts and all of this.
Exactly.
But again, Sandy King.
So I. Bron ain't guarding him. Bron not guarding him, man.
Bron is ubiquitous.
Bron will be tied by the third quarter.
Facts. He's not running around on screens.
He can't guard three people.
He can't.
Right.
He
right.
can't.
He right can't. If that's why you'll see Shumpert. Shumpert will play a lot of defense. Come on, don't. Shumpert don't play defense now? That's all you want Shumpert for.
He plays deep.
Listen, I hold my breath when Shumpert pull up. I'm like, hey, this nigga go. Hey, this nigga go. He make a good defensive play. He coming down letting it fly. Yeah. And he be like this through the legs with it. Yeah. I'm like.
Yeah, and then he make that stupid face. He make the face and be like, my bad.
Yo.
I think J.R. Spliff's going to show up.
Yeah, J.R. Spliff. I don't know, man.
You see.
I got a newfound respect for him, though.
I do.
He got his game right in Cleveland, kid. I wish he could have did that here in New York. But hey, man, that's this nigga's hanging out on the avenue too much, fucking with slowing these niggas in fucking Queens Village. Like, niggas doing
that's
dumb shit.
That's because the clubs out in Cleveland close at midnight.
Yeah. have you ever been to Cleveland? Nigga.
Don't want to go.
Cleveland is terrible. Terrible. For real. I almost lost my life out there in 08, man. Mm. On some work shit. You know what I mean? But that's another story, man. But I think it's going to be an interesting series, man. I think Golden State got a lot at stake. They got a chance to make history and a chance to get revenge, man. That's what makes me think they're going to really try to sweep them, man. Because they screwed up their historical season last year. This year, they're going to make history and get that chip. That's what I think. That's what makes me think that they're going to get that 4-0 sweep, man. LeBron can play out of his mind. But I just think KD on the other end. KD is going to neutralize that LeBron factor, man. That's number one and two, man.
Neutralize.
I'm just talking about, like, the impact as far as for each team. You know what I mean? KD's going to do him. He's going to score. I don't think nobody can stop him. You can just hope to slow him down. And if you slow him down, you got Steph. You got to worry about Steph or Klay on the perimeter, or you're going to have to worry about KD who can kill you on the perimeter or down low or on the open floor.
I mean, it's the way you're talking right now, I feel like you're talking about the Utah Jazz right now. I don't feel like you're talking about the defending NBA champions right now.
Yeah, man.
I feel like you're talking about Gordon Hayward. Yo, didn't KD average 30 against them? He's going to do that against Cleveland?
Yes, man. I don't think nobody can stop him, man.
I agree.
He's too tall, man. He has a handle, his jumper. I don't see them doing much to slow him down, but get physical with him.
Any fast. Okay. Or tight.
He definitely is.
I think a lot of people try to play physical with him, and he figured out a way about that, man, to get around that. And it's going to come down to what Zai said earlier, man, the referees, man. The referees are going to control the tempo. Yeah, they're going to let him play.
Are they going to let Shumpert and JR fight through these screens? That's what, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's going to be a lot of grabbing. It's going to be you have to do that against Golden State.
Yeah.
You cannot allow them to play free-flowing, because if they do
–
everybody gets open shots. Shots for everybody.
Facts.
That you can't allow.
Facts, man.
You have to make it where the shot clock is going down and Draymond is the one. Not to say he can't hit it, but you would rather it be Draymond shooting a contested three with somebody running at him from a few feet than it be KD, because it's like a layup or Klay or Steph.
But the flip side of that is if he gets going, you know the team is going to flow off of his energy. Hey, you know he's going to be supercharged.
Don't act like Draymond can't hit no threes.
You know how I feel about Draymond.
I'm not saying that,
You know how I feel about Draymond, Zai. Like, you know what I mean? I don't really mess with that dude like that. But sure. I got to give him his credit, though. But just the parity in the NBA, man, is terrible, man. And I look at the history, because we just spoke about this shit earlier, like when Boston and L.A. and they was winning championships back in the days. The difference to me was the competitiveness. Even though they were the teams that came out of their conferences, it was still tough series before then. Like Boston would have problems with Atlanta, or Boston would go at classic series with the Knicks, or Detroit and the Knicks. Like, it was always classic battles. Even though everybody knew who the end game was, it was still entertaining basketball and competitive throughout the series. You know what I'm saying? But you touched on something earlier with the
five games. Yeah, definitely, definitely. I think five games, them taking that away and making every series seven, where things could be a lot more methodical between the two. All right, even if we lose game one, we're not worried about it. Yeah. We still going to get this other one at home.
Yeah.
The home team lose the first one at home in a five-game series, it's like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
You got something here. Facts. You got something here, you know what I mean? And you give even the underdog, you give them, they going in like, yo, it's whatever. We playing with house money. We number eight.
Facts.
Let's just play the best we could play.
Facts.
And if they happen to steal game one, it's like, oh, shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe we can get another one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I definitely think that took away from what you see now is teams being, we all know in a seven-game series who's going to win. We know who's going to win in a seven-game series just because everything is so drawn out. And I think a lot of that was just for TV ratings.
Yeah, that's a fact.
You know what that's about.
That's a fact.
You know what I mean?
That's a fact.
Definitely know what that's about.
That's a fact. Yeah, but looking at the history, like, of champions, like, I did a little research, man. The Celtics lead the league with the most championships. They got 17. The Lakers are behind them with 16. The Bulls are behind them with 6. Spurs with 5. The Warriors, when they was Philadelphia and Golden State, they came up with 4. I didn't even realize that. Mm-hmm. The Rockets only have 2. The Knicks have 2. Then everybody else is just 1. Like St. Louis, Atlanta, when they was in the ABA, they had 1. Baltimore Bullets, Washington Bullets, 1. You know, the Cavs, you know, they have what, 1? What LeBron won 1 with them, right? Gave them their first one.
Yeah.
Then, you know,
now they first one.
The Mavericks only had 1. The Bucks, 1. The Thunder, Sonics, Supersonics, only 1. So, you know, I can understand what people say, you know, the parity has always been, like, unbalanced, but the competition was just a lot tougher back then, man. Even in the Jordan era, he had to work, man. He had guys like Mitch Richmond he had to go up against, you know, Dominique Wilkins. You know, guys would give, you know, other teams had stars that would give people work, man. You can even go back to Milwaukee, Alvin Robinson, you know, guys like that. They all played hard, even though you had the Bulls teams, you still had teams that had players like Reggie Miller on them that were competitive. You know what I mean? Today, it's not like that, man. It's like, man, it's terrible, man. You know, the Sacramento, now they lost Boogie Cousins. Who knows when they're going to be good again? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But I think when you look at teams like Boston, Utah, I think it's possible that the league could, after the dominance of Golden State and Cleveland, I think maybe the league could balance itself out.
How?
Well, what you're seeing, I think you're seeing with a lot more teams is, especially now that you can't hand check, do a lot of things on defense, a lot of teams are playing high screen role. High screen role is almost indefensible.
Facts.
When you have a center now guarding a point guard,
facts.
If your point guard could dance and get the ball to players on the wings and on in the corner, you have something.
Yeah.
You have something. And if your team – listen, Marcus Smart, for what it's worth, he played out of his mind.
Nah, that's a fact.
He played out of his mind.
Yeah, he looked like he was back at Oklahoma.
He played within the system of what Boston does.
Yeah.
Which it was better for Cleveland to have the game plan. Oh, we're going to take Isaiah out. Once we take Isaiah out, everything is off.
Yeah.
Isaiah's gone. We're going to run the offense. Yeah. We're not putting it on Isaiah to shoot with 3 seconds left.
Yeah, that's
a 30-foot three. That's why it was a different look when Marcus Smart was just running this offense.
Yeah.
Now you go, how could a team like Boston get this far? And not to take nothing away from Brad Stevens. He's a genius.
He's a great coach.
But I think with this high screen role and how the game is being played now with the stretch 4 and 5,
yeah,
a lot of teams will become more competitive just because that's the way the game is being played now.
Yeah.
You know, LeBron, what he has in the, honestly, maybe he has another 3-4 in the East, a strong run.
Yeah.
Three or four.
More years?
Playing at his peak. I'm not saying going back to the finals. Ooh. I'm saying, playing at his peak, I think maybe he has 3 or 4 left.
LeBron, 33 right now?
Maybe I'm stretching 4 a bit.
He 33 now?
32.
He been playing since he was 19? That's a lot of wear and tear, man.
I mean, Kobe was the Mamba till he retired, right?
That's a fact. Yeah, Kobe retired at what, 39?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He still was the Mamba. That's what they was called.
Yeah.
Gave him 60 piece before he left.
Yeah, he did. So
gave him 60 piece.
He gave 60 up for sure. He gave 60, man.
But I think a lot of it is, I think the league could, I think we could trend that way. Because I see, even when I watch a lot of Cleveland games and I watch the Miami Heat was another example.
Yeah.
You know, Dion Waiters ain't nobody that's like that. He's good.
Yeah.
But with Dragic and the rest of these players and the spread offense.
Yeah.
Hassan Whiteside in the middle, they played great
the second half of the year.
They played great. So I think the league could even itself out after these two super teams if we don't have another super team
form, right?
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and you know what's so crazy, man? This year, a lot of emergent stars are going to move on. It was a lot of emergent stars that come out this year, man. I'm just going to run down a quick list. Your man, John Wall.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? You definitely made me look at him a little bit more. I didn't really pay any attention to him until you really said, yo, pay attention to John Wall. He's getting better, man. John Wall, Isaiah Thomas, you know, another one emerged. Adenacumpo, you know, and James Harden came out of his shell. You know, D'Antoni did a great job with him in Houston. So I think, like, you know, the NBA is starting to shape up to what we was talking about. But like you said, it all depends on if another super team is formed, man. If that rumor is true, with Chris Paul going to San Antonio, I don't know, man.
I hope people take or look at what Danny Ainge was able to do.
Yeah.
Even, what's Holmes' name? I forget the GM at OKC. But he
Sam
put
Presti.
Together. Sam Presti. He put together a nice squad at OKC. It just took some time.
Yeah.
He said, I'm going to get these pieces in here.
Yeah.
Work with me. And I thought probably the only mistake he made was trading James Harden so fast.
Yeah.
Because he had to decide between Ibaka and Harden.
Yeah.
I bet you're kicking himself in the ass for that one now. But
besides
that, he made a lot of the right moves. You know what I mean? For OKC to start from the bottom and get themselves better gradually.
Yeah.
And that's a whole other story with me talking about the Knicks going that way.
Oh, but, man, we about to get to them, man, because we about to get into this whole NBA draft lottery, man, Boston. Rich getting richer, you know what I mean? They get the first pick. Lakers get the second pick. Philly gets the third pick. You know what I mean? This shit is crazy. The Knicks, they get number eight, man.
Thank you, Brooklyn.
Yeah, thank you, Brooklyn, man. But Zai, since you're a Boston fan, man, who do you think they should take, man, at number one, man? You like your man Lonzo Ball? You like LeVar in Boston?
It depends.
You like LeVar in Boston?
if we're looking to trade and add up, let's just say we get Jimmy Butler, I take Ball and I get rid of him. I flip him to whoever, you know what I'm saying. But if we're looking to keep somebody, then I think that kid Fultz is a damn good fit for.
Really like that kid. Mm. I don't like.
I think he's good. You got if we get Ball, who else? We got 2 point guards, and I don't want them to get rid of Isaiah Thomas.
That's what I said. It doesn't make sense for Boston to take a point guard. You got Isaiah Thomas there. Like,
I have no clue, honestly, what Boston's gonna do.
They need a three.
Danny Ainge is sort of like this mad scientist back there, man.
We need a big.
What potions he putting together, man? I guarantee you, he wheeling and dealing behind the scenes right now. Because I said, when I thought prior to the series with Cleveland that the liability was Isaiah's height. and just him being a small guard. Not to take anything away from his offensive game, but on the other side of the ball, he's a liability.
On the defense?
On the defensive end.
Were they really exploiting him like that?
I mean, what you want to do ideally is, being that he's so short, put him in the mismatch. Put him in somewhere where somebody going to put him on the post, get him in foul trouble. You know what I mean? Just those situations like that, because you can easily put him in those situations and things like that can happen. I'm not saying every team did it or that was the thing to do against Isaiah, but I mean, playoffs is where you make your money, right? That's where you that's the show.
Yeah.
That's the stage.
Absolutely.
And I just know I'm going, maybe this is getting us Danny Ainge to go, I'm not so sure about him. I just was sure about him a few weeks ago. This is my guy, you know
that's
what I mean?
That's true, because he might get hit.
You know what I mean? Because, like I said, he's just a guy who you never really know what he's doing behind the scenes and what willing and dealing he's trying to make.
That's a fact.
You know, he can go either way. He has so many options open right now. It's it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Again, thanks, Brooklyn.
I hope they make a trade with New York, man. Heard up. Speaking of New York, we're going to talk a little bit about the Knicks. You know what I mean? We at number eight.
Why?
Your man fit there?
Who?
Your man fit there?
Who that?
Melo.
Melo? I would love Melo to go to Boston.
Melo go to Boston.
People be mad at me when I say that.
I don't.
Why?
For what?
Why? What you mean for what? Y'all need a closer. Y'all got exposed.
I would take Jimmy Butler over him.
Wow.
Yeah, they both can score, but at least Jimmy Butler play defense.
Heemies. Crack joints. You take Jimmy Butler over Carmelo Anthony?
Yep.
Why?
Because he can score just like Melo. On top of that, he can play defense unlike Melo.
The defense he does have. He's not scoring like Melo, though. I'm sorry, man.
Melo's past his prime.
Melo is past his prime.
Jimmy buckets, man.
But them jump shots don't go nowhere.
Oh, okay. Athletically past his prime, right? Yeah. But I think as a scorer, you never...
Facts.
You adapt.
Facts.
So I don't know if still he could be stopped as a scorer. He's never. That adept as a scorer where I think he's that crafty where jab step, jab step, jab step,
come on,
pull up is easy. Hard to stop. Just because Melo's 6'8", is still something that's hard to stop.
Come on, man.
Jimmy Butler's offensive game is definitely blossoming. I'll give him that. And being that he plays defense great, I can't argue with what you're saying because he'll seem like Jimmy Butler seems more like somebody that could easily fit in. You don't have to really cater to his game. Melo, you're going to have to kind of
cater to this guy. Give him the ball with 7 seconds left. It's going down.
Yeah. He will not make it in our offense.
Why would
Brad Stevens ain't having that. Brad Stevens is not having that hold the ball for 10 seconds.
Man, low-key Brad Stevens want Melo. That's how the youngest say, low-key.
Brad Stevens got the number one seed with Jay Crowder. What makes you think he need Melo?
Yeah, y'all need look what happened with Jay Crowder. Y'all got one lucky
That's okay.
One lucky one. They're supposed to be a sweep, man.
Could Melo guard Braun?
Come on, man. We're not even gonna get into all of that, man. I'm not mentioning them two in the same breath anymore. I'm over it, man. Melo is Melo, man. Braun is Braun.
That's it.
Braun can't guard Melo either.
That's a fact.
You know what I mean?
As good as he is,
LeBron can't guard a lot of people.
Yeah,
man.
Facts.
LeBron can't guard a lot of people, just for the record.
LeBron's
not a great one-on-one defender. LeBron might be the greatest team defender I've ever seen. But
he plays the lane.
One-on-one?
Yeah.
He plays the lane.
He plays the lane. He's a great help defender.
He's a great help defender, but one-on-one, lock you up? He might be able to do it once, but as far as for the game, he can't. He don't lock in. He don't dig his claws in like that.
Yeah, facts.
That's not
it. Facts. But sticking to the Knicks, man, you know, Melo, I don't really want to see him go, man. I'd rather him stay here. I think that they'll make a big mistake by getting rid of him. I like KP. KP is not ready, but I'm starting to get sick of KP because he walk around with this attitude like, he done bought the Knicks to the promised land already. You know what I mean? Like, skipping out on exit meetings and, you know what I mean? Now he in Latvia boxing. Like, hey, you need to be lifting weights. That's what I need to see you doing. You know what I mean? Work on your post game or something.
I think Melo might be stubborn here, man. I think he just might go, you know what, Phil? I ain't going nowhere.
I'm with that. I'm okay with that.
You leave.
I'm okay with that.
Let me tell you something. If I'm Carmelo, I'm not going nowhere, right?
Everybody's saying the same thing.
You want me out so bad, now you force either pay me or pay my contract off, which I'm owed $54 million. And on top of that, I get to go where I want to go.
Facts.
I get to go where I want to go. So that any situation benefits Melo.
It's good. And, you know, with the whole situation with wifey, baby girl, you know, he ain't trying to leave New York right now. You know what I mean?
So, being that we in a town where it seems like the Knicks is one of the few organizations that it seems like the tide of what the city's feeling, the Knicks tend to do, as opposed to just being like this. Most franchises, they have they heads in place and they make these power moves and they move forward. And you buy into what they're doing because you know that they made a collective decision best for the team.
Yes.
It seems like the Knicks, it's like, I mean, first and foremost, it's a tough city, man.
Yeah, facts.
New York is a tough city, but it just seems like the management is so wishy-washy. It's so many layers to how bad the Knicks are to me. It's a whole overhaul that has to happen with the Knicks. Let alone, I don't know if the Knicks fans, you have the Knicks fans who won't side with Melo staying and the Knicks not being able to, okay, really start from the bottom and build up. It's going to be a tough situation because you're going to have those fans who's not going to understand Melo's been treated bad here in New York, and now he's taking this stance.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have people who are going to go, oh, he should just go. And, you know, you're going to hear that. You're going to hear that. That's what's going to be one of the narratives this season.
Nah, and the fact that Clyde came out recently and said Melo isn't the problem. They haven't built around him properly. Mm-hmm. And that Earl of Pearl Monroe came out and said it. Mm-hmm. Like, these are Nick Hall of Famers that's looking like, yo, you know what? Hey, Phil, maybe you were wrong about going about the things the way you did. You didn't really put nobody around him. So you can't even really say it's Melo's fault. Like, everybody want to blame him, but since he's been here, how many coaches has he had? Mike D'Antoni, Kurt Rambis, Derek Fisher, you know what I'm saying? Now, Jeff Hornacek, that's four different coaches, four different styles. Four whack coaches at that. And he's never had a legit point guard outside of Chauncey Billups
and Jason Kidd. Played the best.
When
he played the best.
That's when he played his best, when he had a point guard.
Yeah.
And we've never given it to him.
And you really seen the Melo that we see in New York holding the ball, pounding the ball on the ground because he's coming off screens, down screens. Getting open 15, 16, 17 foot shots.
Come on. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's because he feels like y'all got to do it all. Y'all ain't give me a floor general. They brought Derrick Rose in. At first, I thought he would have came in with a chip on his shoulder, but he's just not that type of point guard. He's just a scorer. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? He's
Namely.
And he didn't play no defense. He was a matador up top. Like, ole! Ole! And, you know, what pissed me off is like, yo, man, Phil Jackson, Tom Thibodeau basically was begging to come here. He was begging to come to New York. Mm-hmm. Mark Jackson.
Thank you.
Hey, I'm open. I'm here.
Thank you.
Begging to come to New York. Phil Jackson goes with Derek Fisher. Fires him in a year. Brings in Kurt Rambis. We're going to do triangle. You know what I mean? Now you bring in Jeff Hornacek first. It's like, yo, we're going to let you do your thing. Then it turns around like, okay, we're going to implement the triangle next year. Like, what are you doing? Like, what are you really doing? Now KP is like, I'm tired of this. We don't have a direction. I don't even want to do this no more. Forget your exit interview. I'm going to Latvia. Carmelo like, man, fuck that. I'm not going nowhere. You know what I mean? And now they talking this draft shit. And, like, the prospects they're talking about, the French kid, Nicolita, you know what I mean? Frank, De'Aaron Fox. I like Fox.
He's all right. Fox. He's decent.
He's all right.
He's decent.
Malik Monk, he's 6'2". He's another Eddie House. I don't know what they see in this guy. Mm. You know what I mean? It's this one kid that I did see, and y'all could check him out, man. He's from Oklahoma State, man. He's He's a point guard. He reminds me of Chris Paul, man.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get you his exact name, man. He's sharp.
Drafting is strong, as they said it was.
Nah, it's not. But there's a lot of kids that can fill some needs that you need. Like right now, it's a point guard heavy draft. All these big men coming out, these dudes is like 6'9", 220 pounds. Like, what are you really doing in the league? You know what I mean? What are you really doing in the league?
And see, my issues is we don't need guards. We need big men. So that's where I'm like, you get Ball, you trade them. You get whoever. Because a lot of people don't even think about the Ball is the number one pick. Everybody talking about that kid Fultz.
Nah, I don't like Fultz.
Let me ask, what do you think, prior to seeing what he could do in the league, would be I don't know what you would say his equity is, just Lonzo Ball being, like, you get him, what if no team wants to deal for him? I mean, I know the Lakers want him, but I don't know what another team would say is, all right, let me give you some pieces for him.
Yeah.
It sounds more like he wants the Lakers than, well, his father wants the Lakers.
Yeah, his father wants the Lakers.
The Lakers want him.
Okay, I'm mistaken. I thought Magic was on board, too. Like,
yeah, Magic was on board. Magic was like, well, but when you draft him, you're not drafting the parent, you're drafting the kid.
Right.
I ain't gonna lie, LeVar made Lonzo unlikable, man. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
he made people not like him, huh?
Let me ask this. They get Ball, then what does that mean for the other cats?
I think, honestly, D'Angelo Russell's better than Lonzo Ball.
I like D'Angelo.
D'Angelo Russell's tough.
I like D'Angelo. He plays. If he can stop doing stupid stuff on the floor, like, when I watch him, he'll play a great game, and he does maybe one or two things that just annoy you because you look at him and you go, you see his upside. It's so good.
Yeah.
He does one or two things a game that make you go,
what was he thinking about?
As a point, you should know better.
But he's still young.
But you're right. He's so not I definitely 20, like his upside. Yeah. And he played with a chip on his shoulder. Yeah. Like, I guess this is stemming from the bullshit he did a few years ago.
With Swaggy P.
I said what he was going to have to do was just ball. He just was going to have to ball out and make motherfuckers forget about that.
Yeah.
You know, now we deal with it behind the scenes when motherfuckers are like, yo, nigga, you good?
Yeah.
You still snitching, nigga? What you doing, man? Because I can't fuck with you over here, man. I can't fuck with you here. But man, he's definitely.
Yeah.
I definitely like his game, man.
Yeah, I think he's better than Lonzo Ball, if you ask me. But the kid I was trying to get out, his name is Juwan Evans. He's a point guard for Oklahoma State. That kid is tough. Yeah, I looked at some game footage of him. The only downside is that he's like, they say he's 6'1", but he's probably really like 6'5", 11" at best. But he plays on both ends of the floor. He's a scorer, but he dishes as well. Per 40 minutes per game, he's averaging about 8.8 assists a game.
Nice.
And 25 points a game. He's a problem, kid, but they don't have him on the radar, and I don't understand it. I'm like, yo, why? Like, look at this kid. Mm-hmm. Like, I looked at, like, the game footage of them breaking his game down, like, his strengths and weaknesses. His only downside is his size, but he's, like, the same height as Chris Paul. Chris Paul is what, 6'3", 6'2"?
Yeah, 6'3".
Yo, if you look at this kid, man, Juwan Evans, splitting image of Chris Paul, kid.
Wow.
No, I'm telling you, but nobody's talking about him. Now watch he go somewhere like San Antonio and Pop be like, yes, we got another one.
You know it.
You know what I'm saying? Meanwhile, Phil is looking at kids from France and Malik Monk, guys.
That's
that can't
what I
help
mean by
right
the
now.
Layers, though, Stills. That's what I mean by the layers of the Knicks organization that just ain't in order, man. When you look at other organizations and you see down to the scouting, cats is on point. Like, the Knicks are so far away from that. It's bad. It's sad, man. It's sad.
Yeah, man.
It's sad. I choose not to deal with this heartbreak like you. I look forward to this Thursday.
Yeah, no question.
I look forward to this Thursday.
I can't wait till Thursday, man. You know, switching gears, man. I can't wait for the NFL season, man. What's y'all thoughts on the seasons? What's up, Cowboy fan?
You already know.
Who's the Cowboy fan?
No.
Cowboys. Yeah.
How you feel about them making such a big deal about this Odell thing, man?
Yeah, they stupid, man. But enlighten me again, because I was looking, but I ain't paying no attention to it. They was like, something is going to be his downfall.
He missed OTAs. He missed OTAs. So everybody's like, oh. And supposedly, this is where I was like, what you doing, fam? They said they said he's supposed to be taking passes from Johnny Manziel. So I'm like,
what?
Yeah, he's practicing son, with I'm Johnny like, yo, Manziel.
You which, miss OTAs. Look, now, if you was missing OTAs probably, for something personal, cool. But you miss OTAs, but that time that you miss OTAs and you catching passes with Johnny Manziel.
Johnny Manziel.
That might
yeah, that's
make,
crazy.
If anybody make look good to make Johnny Manziel, it'll help him out.
Yeah,
maybe
I don't think
him
he's
a
even going to get back in the league. But
that could be your man's and all that. Do that in a closed gym. Yeah. Do that in a closed gym. Don't let everybody know that's what you're doing.
Yeah, that's a
when
fact.
You're supposed to be with Eli OTAs.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Yeah.
That's
come
a fact.
Come on, man.
That's
he
a
just,
fact.
He's, I think he gives them the bait to make a big deal.
Yeah,
because he knows the little things are going to turn into humongous things when this is not really a big deal.
Yeah,
but the perception is
he's a
problem child.
He's a right. Attention whore.
He's a attention
not to say it like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you're a Cowboys fan.
I used to make fun of him and all of that.
Twinkle
like
toes.
Dancing and all that shit. But he does that
dance
to get
fever.
People to talk, man. Yeah, he does that. He does that to get people to talk, man.
Yeah. So, I think my take on that is, man, he should have used better judgment. But then again, he's still learning, man. How old is Odell? What, 22?
22, 23.
Yeah, 23.
Still a young boy.
Yeah, he's still a young kid. And you know what I mean? Truth be told, he's only making like $1 million or something this year.
Yeah.
Next year, he's going to make $8 million.
I was listening to the radio. They said that maybe it's Odell wants it has something to do with money because they see – with Antonio, he see what Antonio Brown got, and he like, I deserve something more. You know
man,
what I mean? And
man.
he was like, if Odell has a season where he puts up not subpar numbers but okay numbers, they was like they could just slap the franchise tag on him and not pay him next year. So they was like, it may be son trying to motion toward yo, give me a deal now.
Yeah, don't play that game.
Yeah.
Man. I don't blame him, though.
Right, listen, man, I know this is a dirty bit. Football is it's cutthroat, man.
Yeah.
It's cutthroat. When they don't need you, you're gone.
Yeah, facts. Facts.
Oh,
you
yeah.
Give them all. You give them your all, man. If they don't want to pay you, they get rid of you. Or they slap that franchise tag on you, fuck around, you get hurt, then you're done the next year. You know what I mean? And his production may go down this year.
With Brandon Marshall, because
facts.
We have a definite end zone.
Right.
I guarantee you Eli will be looking for him in the end zone.
That's a fact. That's a fact. And he
you know what I mean?
He succeeds with big receivers, man. Plaxico, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Now he got Marshall. You know, I'm excited for the season. Now he got this kid, the tight end, Evan Ingrams. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
no,
that
no.
was a good fit.
I'm not nervous about this season. When we have expectation, I feel like it's when it's tough for the Giants. Expectation,
yeah.
If you're a true Giant fan, you see the potential in this team right here. I mean, even without the pieces we added, from Odell to the tight end,
yeah.
I felt like as long as I had Eli as my quarterback,
yeah.
and he have a good year,
yeah.
we got a chance to win. Get us in the playoffs.
No question.
And we got a chance. That's how I always felt with Eli.
Yeah.
Now, with the additions, I'm like, we supposed to. And how good this defense is. This defense,
yeah, defense
could arguably, if the defense play, we could be a top five defense this year.
They was one last year too, right?
Was they top five? Yeah,
I think they cracked top five.
Nah.
They were? You sure?
That's
y'all
that
was
giant.
Up y'all was up there, but y'all made y'all run late in the
What?
Yeah,
what
y'all
made
y'all,
the run.
As far as y'all defense, people was talking about y'all defense was they was you don't remember them getting on y'all about how y'all spent $200 million.
We did tighten up towards the end of the season.
Yeah.
We tightened up towards the end of the season.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's crazy. I'm gonna have to look that up though. I'm gonna look that up.
Because that's when y'all made the run and went to make it to the playoffs.
Yeah.
Y'all won a couple of good games. I was like, holy shit.
Yo, you know when we played great defense though? Twice against Dallas.
Yeah.
Boys.
Yeah, I ain't mad though. I got a lot more years to go with the rookies, man.
No
you
question.
Know,
the rookies kid, I give it to you, y'all. I got some good. Well, they so second year players now. You know what I mean? Ezekiel. Now teams gonna really game plan for
him. Giants have a chance to get him?
Nah. Dallas
they
had Dallas. Yeah,
they
wanted them.
They scooped them up
yeah,
before,
they
right?
wanted yeah. them. Yeah, they wanted them, but Dallas swooped right in and got them. You know what I mean? For real, man.
Awesome.
Yeah. What you think about that quote from Victor Cruz, man? He said the Giants basically sabotaged his career. He basically said that they sabotaged his career by not throwing him the ball, to have an excuse to say his production went down.
Is that
just
what
let
yeah,
him
he
know.
Said?
Yeah, he said that. He got on 105.1 and said that.
You know?
Yeah, he said something. Wow. He said something about. Yeah. He said something about it wasn't him that was holding him back because y'all would let him play.
Yeah.
Something like that. Yep. I'm like, wow.
Yep. He was telling it all.
But I'm a Victor Cruz fan. Yeah. I seen that the explosion wasn't there with him
yeah.
no more.
Yeah.
Right. I seen when he ran across the middle and it looked the same. I seen that.
Yeah.
Now I'm not saying that maybe some of it didn't have to do with them holding you back.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to take that away from him.
Yeah.
But I know what I seen as far as Victor Cruz coming back after that knee. That wasn't the same.
Yeah, he wasn't the same. He wasn't the same.
Wasn't the same player. That's all I'm saying. To the Giants defense, that just wasn't the same player at that time.
That's a fact.
And again, like you talk about, this is a cutthroat business, man. They're going. Yeah. I was surprised they stuck. I was happy they stuck with him that long. And I said if he did not produce in the playoffs, it was going to be bye. He's going to go, all right, we're going to wash our hands of you right now.
Yeah, that's a fact, man. That's what happened. Now he's with the Bears. The Bears gave him a shot. Yeah, he signed with the Chicago Bears for 1 year, man. So the Bears gave him a shot.
Glad to get in the check. Definitely.
You know what I mean?
He's going to have to have a hell of a year.
He's going to have to produce. Who the quarterback over there, though?
Where, Chicago?
Yeah.
Damn, who the hell went to Chicago, man?
Somebody went to,
I don't want to lie, but I think it was, McCown or somebody went to Chicago. Yeah, Josh McCown went to Chicago.
His
career is over, man. His career is over. He spoke about it on the Breakfast Club, man. He's just going to try to ride the wave and see what he said. A lot of teams were scared to touch him because it seemed like, now he's just playing for the brand. He's just trying to promote his brand, and it's really not about football anymore. That's why a lot of teams kind of passed on him. But it's like you said, his explosiveness isn't there anymore. You know what I mean? He's undersized at that. It wasn't even like he's a big receiver. So, you know.
What's his contract situation?
He got 1 year. 1 year deal.
No,
for
I'm
sure.
talking about when he was with the Giants.
He had a big contract, and he got hurt. And the Giants was loyal to him and kept him. And they ate that bread. Mm-hmm. Remember, he came back last year and couldn't play because they were saying it was the calf. I felt it was something with the knee again, but they said it was the calf. And, they kept him. But, after last year, they was like, you know what? The production isn't there. We got Sterling Shepard. That whole situation with the boat situation when they went to Miami during the playoffs and lost, and he was supposed to be the leader. All of that kind of built up against him, there's like, yeah, you know what, man? You're supposed to be an influence on these young players, not a distraction. And you should have talked them out of taking a picture or even going. Period. Mm-hmm. They just got tired of cutting.
I thought that was Odell that organized that boat trip.
Now they said it was what's the white boy? Justin Bieber and all of them on the boat. It wasn't just football players. It was like Trey Songz and all of them was on the boat.
He was like,
as soon as I seen that. You know, y'all know how the media is. As soon as I seen that, I said, this is going to be on the news on Sunday.
Yeah, facts.
And sure enough.
Victor Cruz was like, Trey Songz took the picture.
Yeah.
So he was like, he thought everybody knew, yo, don't send out the picture.
Yeah.
So he got a call from his man, was like, yo, they killing y'all on social media right now.
Oh, Trey Songz. Because
he didn't know the picture went out. Wow. He didn't know until his man hit him and was like, yo, killing you right now.
Yeah, facts. Yo, man.
Because the first thing they're going to say is, when they lose, I said, if they lose, they should have been practicing. But even though the game was seven days away, what I'm saying? They definitely caught an unfair break on that. And the media just ain't shit on that.
Of course, man. They was waiting, man. And then the Odell raindrops. Drop. Odell with another drop. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on. You know what I'm saying? He had a terrible playoff game.
Never lied, man.
You know what I'm saying? Like, come on,
man. I don't know if I've ever seen a game where I've seen that many balls go through his hands, man. He was dropping hook patterns.
Come on.
Patterns where it was nobody behind him.
Come on.
Like, oh, my God. goodness.
Because he want to be Flash going and Dance Fever all day. He think about the celebration. You know what I'm saying? Before the catch. Now, he don't want to get hit. He just was too hype. You seen him in pregame doing the ballet catches and all this other fly shit.
Yeah, but, you know, that's pregame. You ain't worrying about nobody coming off the weak side of the class. You know, pregame, but
I used to ask myself, how come the Giants never had a receiver like Odell? So I take the good with the bad with him.
Of course.
The dancing. I take all the good with the bad because I don't, in my lifetime of watching the Giants, I don't recall us having this dynamic, like, receiver.
Never.
You know.
Stephen Baker, the touchdown maker. Like,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I take the good with the bad with Odell. I don't feel like in New York, you could definitely make the bad look bigger than it is.
Yeah.
So it makes it, it becomes a distraction.
Yeah.
So he got to get into his bag.
This is
the year anyway where you start to separate yourself from the rest of your class if you are that type of player.
Yeah.
You better than everybody else in your class. This is usually the year when you take your step.
Facts.
Separate yourself. Are you the upper echelon of receiving
Definitely.
The league? You
Facts.
Know, so Definitely. It's on Odell. It's on Odell. We know Eli can get him the ball. It's on him.
Yeah.
It's on him, man.
Yeah. What you was about to say, Zah?
I will say one thing, man. If this guy Schools never got hurt and y'all had him and Odell inside of the field, man, y'all would be a fucking problem.
Yeah, that's
unfortunate.
We
couldn't see that together, man.
Talking about two of the fastest receivers, in the league, man.
Yeah, that's a fact, man. But flip it to the other side, man. Let's talk about the Evil Empire a little bit, man. You know, the New England Patriots. The Patriots. That's how you talk in Boston. Patriots. Get some chowder. Patriots.
Boston.
Facts. And get double bag of cheeks. Word. But their offseason was incredible, man. They got Brandon Cooks, Dwayne Allen. You know what I mean? They offense just got a lot better, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They got Gronk. We got Gronk coming back.
They signed Stephen Gilchrist from Buffalo, the cornerback. Like, they retooled, man. It's like the rich keep getting richer with these guys. And, like, that trade with New Orleans, to me, made no sense. You get Brandon Cooks for – who do they traded some bums for him, man. They traded some bums for Brandon Cooks, man. They gave Tom Brady another weapon, man. You know what I mean?
More.
Huh? More. The rich keep getting richer, man. And, you know, Belichick is a great coach, man. Like, you know, he's a former Giant, so, you know, he learned under the best. You know what I mean? But, you know, the cheating shit, I don't know where he got that from, man. I don't know where he got that from, man. You know what I mean? But,
the Patriots look out.
It's looking like the Patriots, man, and probably the Giants in the Super Bowl, man, early. You know, early predictions, you know what I mean? Eli about to be 3-0.
Oh, man. There y'all go.
3-0. You know what I mean?
Yeah, y'all got two W's on them.
Yeah, facts.
Y'all, in the Super Bowl.
Two in the Super Bowl. Y'all counted.
Y'all ain't got that
David Tyree. Huh?
Y'all ain't got that defense y'all had, though, no more. That defense, y'all had Tom Brady running for his life, man.
We got JPP with them 3.5 fingers. He coming back. Wow. He got his pockets is a little chunky. He's on a mission this year, man. Olivier Vernon, you know what I mean? Snacks is back. You know, we got a decent little, you know.
Definitely got a decent team.
Come on, man. We got a decent team, man. That Super Bowl, you know, I'm talking early, man. I think Giants going to make
it, man. Y'all
definitely
good. Y'all had a hell of a draft. So
yeah.
Ain't no denying that.
Yeah.
I can't hate on that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, they definitely got, and hopefully we got Eli's successor and David Webb. You know what I'm saying? So we'll see, man. But last but not least, man, you know, my man Beast Mode is back in the league, man. Mm. He's back in Oakland, you know, his hometown. Well, now I think they Vegas now. The Vegas Raiders? Did they make that move?
Yeah,
they Las Vegas now.
Yeah, so, they in Vegas.
Yeah, Beast Mode is back, you know what I mean? And, you know, we'll see what happens, man, as far as Seattle is concerned. You know, there was talks about trying to get Colin Kaepernick back in, you know what I mean, the game. I hope it works out for him, man, because I don't like the way that the media
is doing. Nah, Collins signed somewhere.
He signed?
I just read.
He signed. Yeah, I think with you sure? He signed with the Seahawks?
Yeah,
oh, good, man. Yo, shout out to Seattle, man. Yeah, gave that man a chance, Seahawks, man, for real, man. You know, what I mean?
That was a clear case it's funny to me that someone for their political beliefs and what they stand up and believe in could deter teams from signing this guy.
Yeah.
He's better than Josh McCown.
Come on.
He's better than a lot of quarterbacks in the league. Well, and for them not to give him a shot was just, you can clearly see that was a lot of him being, but I don't care what nobody say, man. I felt like he was being blackballed.
That's a fact. He definitely was,
man. It is. You're absolutely 100% right. And that's what you deal with the evil empire sports and those people in charge of it, you know? They don't care who you are. They will find somebody else before you, or deal with bullshit before they deal with you, and he get what speak what's on his mind.
Yep, because Kaepernick should have definitely got a job before Ryan Fitzpatrick did. And since we're talking about the Shield, you know, I still believe that Seattle-New England Super Bowl, when they passed the ball, when they should have just ran the ball in with Marshawn Lynch, they clearly didn't want him to be the MVP. Because the way that he was doing the media, I'm just here so I don't get fined.
You know why I'm here.
You know what I'm here for. They really did not want him.
He's against the establishment.
Facts. He's against the establishment. And they was like, yo, we got to go with Russie. He's with Sierra now.
That's crazy to me, man. That gotta be arguably the most bonehead
decision ever.
Decision in Super Bowl history, facts, man.
Yeah,
listen.
That was
first and one, right?
Yeah.
I'm running the ball
all day.
Four straight times.
All day.
If we don't get in, I live with that.
Facts.
Four straight times, and Beast Mode gonna get me a yard.
Facts.
Beast Mode is getting me 1 yard.
Facts.
I will live and die with that as a coach. Passing?
Yeah, they passed on the 1 yard line, man. 1 yard line, because they didn't, in my mind, they didn't want Marshawn Lynch to win that MVP.
Do you think, as a quarterback, Russell Wilson could have said, "Fuck that nigga"? Sorry.
Of course,
we running right now.
Of course he could have. Of course he could have. They wanted Russell Wilson to be the Golden Boy.
Nah, you put this in your hands, Beast Mode. Take us home.
Facts.
Take us home. Give me another one, please.
Facts, man. And they had to pay for it, man. But I'm happy that they did the right thing, man, and signed Colin Kaepernick. Even though he may not play, man, you can't punish that man for his political views, man. This is a free country. You should have the right to express yourself, but in a proper manner and proper light. And what he did, I don't see nothing wrong with it. He raised awareness.
Mm-hmm,
you know definitely. What I mean? At the end of the day, he paid for it. He lost a lot of money. But at the end of the day, you shouldn't be banished. There's a lot of people out here that did worse. You know what I mean?
Well, he got his $100 million. He earned his $100 million before, so he ain't left with nothing.
Yeah,
so,
facts.
They were paying dude all this money. He was sitting on a bench in San Francisco before they even let him go. And I'm like, dude, you kidding me?
Yeah, man. And AP, man, you know, to wrap up the NFL thing, Adrian Peterson, Sky went to New Orleans, man, to play with the Saints.
Why?
You know what I mean?
Okay.
They got Ingram there already. Like, what use are you there? Like, you know what I mean?
It's not even that. If you're trying to win, New Orleans was not the spot for you, man.
Yeah. It wasn't. It was about, and he didn't even get that much chicken over there. He didn't get that much paper going to New Orleans, man. He must have been asking for a lot of money in other situations, because the Giants would have took him. You know what I mean? I know that they was talks in New England and, you know, other teams that could have used him, but, you know, he must have been asking for too much, man. They was like,
that's interesting. Nah.
Huh? Yeah.
It's very interesting.
To the Saints?
Somewhere where, you know, you still feel like you can be an effective back in the league.
Come on. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. Absolutely.
It's going to be.
He could have stayed in Minnesota. He's still in the same situation.
Go live in Minnesota.
If that he has a quarterback, but you have no defense at all, man.
Nah, man. But listen, man, we're about to wrap this up, man. But before we go, man, you know the NBA Finals start on what, Thursday?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we can't wait till Thursday, man. Zai, what's your prediction, man? I know on the top we was talking a lot of trash, man. What's your prediction for the series, man?
Warriors in six.
Warriors in six. Warriors what's your prediction, E?
Cavs in seven. Cavs in seven with Kyrie averaging 30.
So he's going to be your MVP?
Kyrie's then. Probably going to be MVP. If they win, I believe Kyrie will be MVP.
He should have been an MVP last year.
Yeah.
It's another conversation. We don't have time for this, guys.
Yeah.
We don't have time for this one,
yeah.
Guys.
I'm sticking to my prediction, man. The Warriors in four, man. They chasing history. There's a lot of people with chips on their shoulders on that sideline. Mike Brown, KD. You know what I mean? The Warriors team from last year that lost that in that 73-9. They was up 3-1 and lost.
3-1.
And, yeah, man, it burns, man. I think they couldn't
think
wait
they
to
really
get back
over there like, yo, KD, like, yeah, LeBron beat me in the finals before.
Come on, you
KD,
think, yo, like, yo, E, keep it a buck, E. Keep it a buck, E. You been to camps? You went to any camps and stuff like that back in the days?
Mm-hmm.
And it was always somebody that was getting all the publicity and people was on there. It was like, yo, come on, he ain't even that nice. Like, matter of fact, when I get out there, I'm going to embarrass him, kid. I'm going at him. True. You don't think that these cats is doing that?
But who you see as the person that's going to get, they're trying to embarrass LeBron?
Of course. And with the whole narrative was LeBron was hating on Curry and all of this shit when Curry started getting a little light, all of that stuff. You don't think that's like chips on their shoulder that they're walking into this series with? And then he wore that Ultimate Warrior t-shirt last year. That was, yo, kid, it's a lot of motivation. For them kids.
Shit talking.
I agree. Listen, one side of me is like, I feel like this is crazy. We're talking about the defending NBA champs. But my basketball acumen says, yeah, I might not be that far-fetched. I just don't agree.
That the king is going to go out like that.
Nah, not that way. I don't think they're losing, but...
I don't think
they're going to
get swept, but I'll give
them
a
four-game
series. Nah.
I know, man. Maybe the powers that be, TV deals and stuff
here
like
we
that.
Go.
You know,
here
the TV
we
deal.
Go.
NBA
needs
more
than four games.
Yeah, I know. They do need more than four games, man. You know, they need more than four games. You know, it's a lot of nice storylines out there. Steve Kerr, you know, he might come back out
and coach game seven.
No, no, he's not.
He can come back. He go Will Reed. He go Willis Reed. You sure, right?
Yeah.
Sitting out there in the wheelchair.
Yeah. Nah, man, but that's my prediction, man. I'm sticking to it. Man, hopefully it's an entertaining series. I do want to see an entertaining series, but I'm a little, one side of me is still a little bit salty about this whole super team thing, and you know.
I hope that it's no injuries. I need to see both of the
no suspensions.
No suspensions, no injuries, because the first two, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Now, there's no excuses now.
Yeah.
Everybody's healthy. Go out there and lay it on the floor. Whoever win.
No question. Sure. Ruthless, man. What you think, man, before we sign off?
Cavs in six? KD
nice.
Doesn't show up during the finals.
KD doesn't show up during the finals?
Nah.
Wow.
Scared of the ball.
Oh, wee. Man, well, KD it remains got, to be
hey.
Seen, man. Huh?
He might be right, because KD, if the Warriors lose, like, you jump ship to go with these dudes to win. Now, that's going to make him look even worse.
And that's why he's going to play out of his mind. Because he knows
gonna be in the,
that everybody.
Russell Westbrook going to be in the stands doing the running man.
Yo, on that note, fellas, Zai, man. Good looking on checking in, man. Love you, boy. Next week, you already know.
Nah, you
know. Big E, my man. Thank you, man. Coming through once again. It's always a pleasure, man, when you come through, man. Rufus, man. Shout out to you, man, on the visuals, man. This episode is coming to an end, man. Bars and Hoops, Stays the Great, signing off. Peace.
How about maybe a little Wayne speaking on Bird back then? Bars and Hoops, y'all, we hitting up all courts. But now with the sports talk, next we talk all sports. Back to it. Got Jada and Jamal Crawford. Haters get crossed out, crossed up across all actual facts. Points of view that you never seen from your favorite artists, like talking about Devil Green or Gerald Wallace. Whoever's on your favorite team, El Amin on the verse is still great on the name for B&H.
Drake's opinion on spades, one synopsis of Blake, tip on Horford's fate, the facts we giving them straight, the truth they shitting on Nate, who sports Nate's first date, so true or you can debate, on who you really done rate, come through it really be great, the truth, the fact like a state, AAM on Prime 8, please remember, bars and hoops, the center of the hood, make it part of your agenda.
You might just want to know that the Bicester Village private sale starts on the 18th of October, starring your favorite brands. Barber, Paul Smith, Hunter, All Saints, Lululemon, and The White Company. Register online at bicestervillage.com to enjoy an additional 20% off the village price in participating boutiques and 30% off when you spend £200 or more. The private sale at Bicester Village. Terms and conditions apply.
Your payroll deadline is rapidly approaching, but you're not waking up in a cold sweat, afraid you've forgotten to pay your staff, because with QuickBooks Payroll, it's all under control. So while QuickBooks is speeding through your pay runs, calculating pension contributions, and managing your taxes all in one place, you can chill like a koala in a hammock.
Search for QuickBooks Payroll. Intro offer for advanced payroll until 15th of November 2019. Visit quickbooks.co.uk for details. QuickBooks. Backing you.